Native Radio.
What is going on?
Rear Naked Radio.
Update.
Yeah, this is like one of those...
This just in, last night.
Yeah. Most of our fans probably already know the news. We figured we'd update you anyways. Affliction, who are supposed to have a show next week, have closed its doors and ceased operation.
Which also means closed forever.
And they've already officially struck a deal with UFC to become a sponsor again. The rumor right now is UFC has the rights to purchase any of the remaining fighters' contracts, which do include Fedor Emelianenko.
So don't get excited because it's a rumor.
Vitor Belfort, Gegard Mousasi, all kinds of people that they could potentially have under their contract.
Mm-hmm.
Dana White also stated that he is welcoming back Tito Ortiz. Nothing's official yet, but on his Twitter, he tweeted, "Welcome back, Tito." So,
you know who's excited about that?
You.
This guy.
Just got a cash. There's also something going around that the 103 main event of Dan Henderson versus Rich Franklin may be off to put on a bigger, better main event with one of the 100 new guys they just acquired.
I don't think they should do that. I think they should definitely let that fight go and let two of the new guys fight.
Yeah.
If they do break up the main event, they should at least put both of them on that card.
Well, at least Franklin. I mean, Henderson just fought. Like,
yeah, he just fought for 13 seconds. He can fight again.
That's true. But that card's already pretty full. So they got Hero Cops, Dos Santos, they got Camperman, Swick.
That's what, one good fight. There you go.
That's two.
No.
Anywho, other updates on our last show. We weren't positive whether Matt Hamill or Brandon Vera were injured.
That's because we read two different things, two different spots.
Yeah.
So we just put them together.
As to where Matt Hamill is injured and out of the 102 fight, and now Krzysztof Szyszynski and Brandon Vera will be fighting. So I'm very excited about
that. It's actually funny how Hamill got hurt. He got one of his ears cut off. I made that up.
I think he injured his hamstring or something. But
same thing.
That makes that card even better. I'm not going to lie to you. Vera versus Hamill, cool. Vera off Szyszynski, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Right? Because Vera's a bad dude sometimes.
Sometimes. Depends on which Vera shows up.
Yeah. If he shows up like he was last time and kicks the guy's leg off, Szyszynski's in for a long night.
Yeah, yeah.
But if Vera shows up like he did against Keith Jardine,
because Krzysztof takes damage. Like, he'll sit there and take damage, like trying to get in close with him and stuff like that. He does that, his whole leg's going to be swollen.
Here's some other updated news. Brandon Vera's wife's hot.
That is an update.
Cara Vera?
That didn't happen a long time ago. That just happened overnight.
Yeah, she's also a professional fighter who fought in the Bellator fighting championship. She was hot there. She won a decision.
She was hot.
I was actually watching Inside MMA, and they were showing clips of it. They were banging. She was just going at that.
Girls go at it. This is because they can't knock each other out. They don't care.
Unless you're Cyborg Santos, and then you can knock somebody out occasionally.
That's true. In the fourth or fifth round when everybody's completely tired, you kick them in the head.
Man, I hope Gina wins. Or, like, taps out before they fight so she could stay pretty.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll.
Because she breaks her nose like Rich Franklin did with Anderson, so that'd be bad news.
Not for us. We're not married to her.
We could be.
We could. Our wives might be upset about
maybe.
That.
Maybe. There was a rumor going around that there was a Gina Carano sex tape. It turned out being a joke.
I'm sure it was. It
was Kit Cope, who you may remember from being on MTV's I'm a Muay Thai Fighter and I'm an MMA Fighter. He was on both of those. And he also lost to Kenny Florian. That's his big claim to fame.
I have no idea who that even is.
Kit Cope?
Nope.
Remember him?
No.
Well, he dated Gina Carano, so he had that sex tape. And then he lied and said he made a videotape of it. Son of a bitch. what else? There's other stuff we talked about.
No, that was it.
The big news with the Affliction closing store. That's huge. And Dana White also said that if and when they get Fedor, he won't have any warm-up fights. They'll go straight for a title. So more than likely, Lesnar.
You know why that is?
Because he's Fedor?
No. I think because...
They're scared he loses somebody else.
Exactly. He's kind of getting up in age. 5 years ago, he would have had a warm-up fight just so he could destroy somebody.
Yeah.
He's kind of getting up there in age. You've seen Orlowski get dominated by, you know, Rogers. And Orlowski was jarring Fedor in that fight. He was giving nice, solid hits. And that one time, he even kind of stumbled Fedor.
Yeah.
And they can't have that.
No.
So he's going to go right up and lose to Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, pretty much. So then Brock Lesnar could be belted as the number one heavyweight in the world.
No. ever.
Ever, yeah. A lot of people are going, man, Lesnar's going to get murdered. He needs to work on his
unit.
No. I'm like, have you seen the guy?
No. Fedor's not that much better, if better, at jiu-jitsu than Mir. And what happened to Mir? What happened to Mir?
Yeah.
He got thrown on his side,
yeah.
and he held his hand while he punched his face off.
Yeah. So I'm excited. That'll probably beat UFC 100's buys, which did over 1.5 million.
Hey, here's something while we're talking about it, and we need feedback. That's the only reason we're talking about this.
Yeah.
If you think Frank Mir got knocked out by Brock Lesnar, as J-Raz thinks,
I think he was out. Even
then send us an email. If you think he was on La La Land, like I think, but was not knocked out, I don't think he was.
Also, we want feedback with this new development with Affliction closing its doors and UFC possibly taking over all kinds of huge fighters. What are some fights you'd want to see?
Fedor versus Brock Lesnar.
Well, we obviously have that.
I still want to see Hoist Gracie versus Mack Truck.
I do. I actually want to see Gregard Mousasi versus GSP. No,
you don't.
Gregard Mousasi is too big. I guess Gregard Mousasi versus any light heavyweight in the UFC.
Ooh, here's one. Hoist Gracie versus throwing off a mountain.
I like it.
That'd be good. I'd like to see that.
I knew he was under the collection. No, he
wasn't. He got beat up real bad by Matt Hughes.
Yeah, but with this, I think Vitor Belfort will probably go right into a title shot with Anderson Silva, probably.
And then get dominated. Probably.
Yeah, absolutely. I like Vitor, kind of, I guess.
He's old.
Yeah, but David White's like, yeah, he's going to challenge Anderson Silva. Well,
No, he's not.
So that'll happen. Lots of stuff going on. Like I said, give us some feedback. If there's any more news, we'll have a show next week. If not, we might wait until after UFC's next event.
Or we might even stop by and say hi.
We might. You know, now there is no fights on the 1st, so the 8th is the beginning of
August is a slow letdown already.
Well, I think the 8th and 9th are going to be huge. The 15th is going to be big-ish, even though Strikeforce's 4 title fights are down to 2.
Right.
So, who knows? I wish Strikeforce, Brett Ryder's contract runs out so we can go to the UFC. But we just want to give you those updates. Again, feedback, always welcome. Dirt at dirtmail or dart. Find the email address. It's there. People don't
know. Dirtmound or something.
Dirtmound.com or something. Also check out the other podcast, It Figures, with Scotty Cash and Pixel Dan. Wrestling Radio, also fun to listen to. Covers Raw and SmackDown.
Should have cut you off there and told that, like you did me yesterday. Okay. When I was talking about all the podcasts, you're like, oh, Wrestling Radio!
We're out of here. Bye.
You're listening to Rear Naked Radio here on VGLosers.com. The video game losers. We have no lives.